Yo, what's good, Gen Z? It's your girl Riley Hart here, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like your brain is about to explode? Like, the world's throwing a million things at you and you just want to crawl under the covers and binge watch reality TV until it all goes away. Yeah, I get it. We live in a constant state of overwhelm. Social media, school, work, relationships is a whole lot to juggle, and our mental health is paying the price. But listen up, because this ain't about another lecture on mindfulness or telling you to meditate like a guru, although this stuff can be cool too. We're talking practical self-care hacks that actually work for Gen Z, things that fit into your chaotic schedule and won't make you feel like you need a PhD in Zen. Okay, let's break it down. First off, recognize the signs of overload. You know that feeling when your anxiety is sky high, you're snapping at everyone, and even scrolling through TikTok feels exhausting. That's emotional overload, fam. It's like your brain is saying hit the brakes. Next up, ditch the idea that self-care is some big, extravagant thing. It's not about bubble baths and avocado toast, although those can be nice sometimes. Real self-care is about taking small, consistent actions to recharge your batteries. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a phone on empty until it crashed, right? So why treat your brain the same way? Now, let's talk practical steps. Get moving. Exercise releases endorphins that act as natural mood boosters. Doesn't have to be hardcore gym sessions. Go for a walk, dance like nobody's watching in your room, seriously, it works, or try some yoga. It gets those good vibes flowing and helps you process all that mental clutter. Next up, unplug. Seriously, put down the phone. Limit social media time, step away from the constant news cycle, and give your brain a break from the digital overload. Spend time in nature, read a book, have a real conversation with a human, anything that takes you out of the online world and into the present moment. Listen to your body. Are you constantly tired? Stressed? Hungry? Pay attention to those signals because they're telling you something. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, okay, maybe some treats too, and stay hydrated. Healing your body is literally fueling your mind. And here's the biggest one. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone you trust when you're feeling overwhelmed. You don't have to go through this alone. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Okay, imagine this. You're scrolling through social media and seeing all these perfect lives, making you feel like yours pales in comparison. Emotional overload hits, anxiety skyrockets, inner critic starts screaming, and suddenly you want to crawl under your bed and hide. But then you remember what we talked about today. You step away from the phone, put on some music, go for a walk, or call that friend who always cheers you up. You recognize your feelings, give yourself some grace, and remember everyone's struggling sometimes. It's okay not to be okay. This ain't about faking happiness or pretending everything's perfect. It's about acknowledging the struggle, taking care of yourselves, and showing up authentically. Remember that, Gen Z. Hit me with a DM if this resonated. I want to know your self-care secrets. Tag this episode in your TikToks, stitch it with your thoughts, or just share it with someone who needs to hear this. Don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe, because this is just the beginning. We're gonna keep dropping truth bombs and keeping it real. Now go out there and slay the day. One self-care ritual at a time. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.